This is the story of when my mother died. She died when I was turned 21 years old. When I was about 12, maybe 13, I started having a vision of how she would die. And this vision was in fine detail about many aspects of car accident, how I would be notified, extent of her injuries, extent of my father's injuries, location of the accident, and so forth. And it came in to my head in a split second, complete. Every detail was complete. I knew I wasn't making it up because I didn't have to think about any aspect of it. In fact, I tried to do just the opposite. I tried to push it away because that's not a good thing to think of when you're 12 or 13, how your mother's going to die and getting crushed in a car accident. But somehow it was there, complete. And as much as I would try and not think about that and push it away, it kept coming back. And each time it would be there in my head, somehow it got in there, it was the same thing. Every detail was the same. And it was so detailed. I didn't tell anybody, because I thought, people would think I was trying to wish that to happen. So I never told anybody. When I got older and I went to college, I moved out of the house and I was living by the University of Washington in my own apartment. And in this vision that I was still having, because it kept going and until the accident actually happened, I would have that vision. I don't know, two or three times a month, at least in complete detail. It wouldn't just be a fraction of it; it would be the whole thing. So in this vision, my sister calls me, and she informs me that that my parents have been in an auto accident. And again, when I first started having this vision, yeah, I was 12 years old or 13. My sister was a year and a half older than me. We both lived at home. She had no reason to call me at home. How would she call? By a payphone back then? But when it actually happened, I was at my apartment and it was one evening and she called and notified me that my grandfather had notified her, which was also in my vision. I knew that's how she would find out. And she said that they had been in an auto accident while going on a ski vacation in Oregon. So then when she told me, it all came back. It was like a deja vu. I could see the auto accident. I could see the skid marks, the snow on the road. I could see the skid marks. I could see the truck. I could see where it impacted, hit the truck. They actually went under the truck and got crushed underneath. They were in a small car. I could see the truck driver. I saw his face, his clothes, the red striped shirt, flannel shirt he was wearing. I saw the expression on his face. I saw the shrubs on the side of the road. There were these really big rhododendrons, huge rhododendron bushes, but again, it's wintertime. I saw how much light there was in the day. I saw what the car looked like. I knew the extent of my father's injuries. I knew the extent of my mother's injuries, crushed ribs. I think it was like 12. I knew that she would die fairly quickly from that. I knew that my father would be in intensive care, but he would live and he would be discharged. He would eventually be okay after 3 months in the hospital. And all of that came true. They ended up in a car accident in a small town called Rhododendron in Oregon, on the way to Mount Hood. I never did see the truck in person, but I saw the car, I saw the foot pedals. It was exactly as I had seen in this vision. So we went to the airport, and we're flying down to Vancouver or to Portland, Oregon, to meet some relatives and then go to the hospital in Gresham, Oregon, where they had transported them. So all of my family there is on a payphone around the corner. I can't see them, they can't see me, and they're talking to my relatives. And my relatives, My mother had passed away by then, but my relatives didn't want to say anything until our family, our extended family, got down to Portland. So they didn't say a word. They just said that they were in the hospital. So I'm sitting by the door to the entryway outside the drive-up parking, and I'm waiting for relatives to come in. And my right hand, somebody grabs my right hand. And there's nobody there, and it was really warm. It wasn't hot, but it was really this pleasant, warm feeling. And then instantly, these thoughts were put into my head again. It was my mother. She was telling me. She repeated again and again, "Everything's okay. Everything's okay. We've been in an accident. I've died. Your father's hurt, but he'll be okay. But everything's okay." And she kept repeating that, and it was so clear. And then I remember thinking, I better look at the clock here. There's something important about this. I look and see what time it was. It was 5 or 6:15 p.m. And then she said, again, "Everything's gonna be okay. It's all right. It's all right." And then she said, "I love you." And then she left, and that feeling left. So on the flight down, I told my sister, I said, "Well, this is something I haven't told you for many years, but Hannah, Mom, she's died. And this is how I know." And my sister couldn't accept that. She's hoping that that wouldn't be the case. But when we got down there, that indeed was the case. My mother had, her official time of death was 5:15 p.m., 1 hour before she had spoken to me. That was the, I think, the first time I've communicated with somebody on the other side. And since then, we communicate all the time. And actually, my relationship with my mother now is many times in orders of magnitude better than it was when I was a kid and when she was alive. It also launched me on this journey to find out how I could possibly know that information. Because I was very much into logic, and I thought all the information comes through the five senses, but that experience opened a whole new world for me and eventually launched the work that I do, that I make my life's purpose now, as an intuitive healer.